Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you are tuned into Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Leher, on Radio Islam International and simulcast on Sirius FM. Today I'm so excited because I'm going to be speaking to such amazing and phenomenal educators, school management teams, and amazing individuals who go out of their way to ensure that our learners, our youth, are educated and empowered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you in abundance. Now today we're talking about educating learners' hearts, and very important. We're always focusing on academic development of children. Of course, it's a priority. That's very important. But what is the point of making lots of money, having lots of degrees, having, you know, the best of jobs when you do not have people skills? What is the point of educating children who do not have a raham, compassionate and insaniate within them? So very important part of the curriculum. We would think part of character building is obviously teaching children to be compassionate, teaching children the beauty of giving to others for the pleasure of the Almighty. So we're going to be starting with an audio clip that I have prepared from Mr. Dougie Naidu. Mr. Dougie Naidu, or Douglas Naidu, is the principal of Progress Primary School in Lanesia. He is also the president, or actually should say the chairperson of the Lanesia School Sports Council and the deputy chairperson of the Orient Seaside Fund. So what he's going to do right now, in fact right now as we speak, Mr. Dougie Naidu and several teachers are on a bus on their way to Durban. And what they're doing is they are the founding members of the Orient Seaside Fund, and he's going to be telling us all about it. What they do is they take, well, currently they have 52 learners with them, with which they've identified from 16 different schools, learners who are underprivileged, who have never been to the ocean before. So let's hear what they get up to. So like I said, what we're doing today is we're talking about how we use curriculum to teach children to become givers, where we help to build children's integrity and their character and teach them what it's like to show compassion to others. So let's listen to the clip by Mr. Dougie Naidu.
Hi, Aisha Bibi, and thanks for having us on your show. And to your listeners, welcome to the 2019 Orient Seaside Fund trip. Yeah, we're all ready and we're on our way to Durban. The Orient Seaside Fund trip was actually started in 1982. It was started by a group of committed young, at that time, educators who were committed and dedicated to the profession. And they felt that they need to do something to uplift the community. And what better way? They decided to organize these trips. And some years they actually had two or maybe even three trips a year, where they took children from underprivileged backgrounds to the sea. Most of these children had never seen the sea before. And they came from very poor homes. In fact, we are honored that two of those members, the pioneers of the organization, Mr. Rauji, who is officially the cook on the trip, and Mr. Munshi, who is the chairperson of the organization, they're still with us today, and they're still on the trip today with us. So these educators, they started something that today we younger generation have just taken the mantle forward. And yeah, the 2019 trip is well on its way now. We should reach Durban by later on this afternoon. And then the fun starts. We have 7 days of excursions planned for them. Every day starts off with an excursion. We go to places like Moses Mabhida Stadium. We go to the Ushaka Marine World, including the water world. We go on the boat ride, the boat that takes you out into the ocean. We go to the Japanese gardens. We go to the bird park, to the croc world in the south coast. And then every afternoon we pass the beach, and the kids have plenty of time to then swim on the beach and enjoy the water. All the foods, all the meals are prepared by the committee. Right, Mr. Rauji, as I said before, he is the main cook. He instructs us on what to do and what potatoes to cut and what onions to cut. And we prepare breakfast, lunch and supper for the learners. They get really good meals. and chicken curries and meat curries, mutton curries, braai vleis, pap and chutney. All of these things are on the menu, and we make it for the learners. The trip also, we try and inculcate a level of morality into the youngsters by teaching them responsibility, talking to them about what's the rights and the wrongs of society. And we've got a committed group of about 18 educators. Not all of them, I must say, are educators, but all of them emanate from the educating fraternity. Some are family members of educators who have come in the past. Some are university students who are assisting us. Yeah, and these are committed, dedicated educators, students who come and assist us on the trip for the 7 days. And we're hoping that this year is going to be a great trip as well. And some of the kids, they're very excited. So you're going to hear some of them now. They're going to scream and they're going to shout and they're going to say to you,
That sounds like it's so exciting. That must be really, really exciting. You know, with me in studio, I have Sister Shana Suji, who is the principal of Al-Aqsa Extension 1 in Indonesia. I also have with me Sister Asma, who is the head of department at Abdullah bin Salam Islamic Center, more commonly known as APSIC. And can you imagine the excitement amongst these children? You know, the school where I'm based at Alpha Primary, we have also identified two learners that are joining them right now. And these are children who have never been to the seaside before. Can you imagine the level of excitement, Stashana?
No, it's awesome. You just have to listen to the joy in the children's voices. You know, we take things for granted. Unfortunately, it's pack up and go down, get your flight and go to the ocean because you want to for 2 days. Some people, I mean, we're talking of these children, they're fortunate. There's some adults who've never been out of the area they live in.
Most definitely. And like we said, you know, the Audience Seaside Fund is a non-profit organization. Mm. Whatever funds that have been brought in to take children for this trip, you know, has been contributions, yes, by people in the education, yes, fraternity. So it's like teachers that are teaching now, retired teachers, everyone in the education circle in Indonesia. And I know it's phenomenal. But the thing is, you know, I'm trying to picture Mr. Dagi Naidu and Mr. Rauji cooking. Can you imagine them in their aprons? But yeah,
I actually can, and it's scary.
But mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and everybody involved for bringing smiles, you know, to these children's faces. Like we say, this organization has been in Indonesia for so many years, and every year, mashallah, it's, you know, it's just been growing from strength to strength. Okay, the next guest, I'm a little bit disappointed that we can't have her with us on air. She contacted me this morning to say, unfortunately, they have a mayat in their family, but I did mention to her that I have to share with my listeners what she was going to talk about. Her name is Sister Mariam Mandi Mbili, who is the head of department at the Amatsha Zulu High School in Hammersdale near Pietermaritzburg. And last week, I just put out a notice on social media asking for school principals or educators to contact me regarding outreach programs that they do in their school. Alhamdulillah, I think I had a response of 150 schools. Alhamdulillah. Obviously, I couldn't accommodate for everybody, but I was so inspired. And Sister Mariam was amongst, I think, the first three people who contacted me. And when I listened to what she said, I was in tears. I was so overwhelmed. I was so inspired. Her school barely manages to keep afloat themselves, but yet they give off so much of their time to others. So basically what they do is they have three projects which they run. The one is called the Vegetable Garden Program. Now, what they do is, again, they teach the learners in their school, in the high school, to become self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, they teach them, empower them, where they obviously plant the gardens, and then they get funds from those gardens. And the funds, some of it is used to maintain the school. There's a little bit that is used to get more ingredients, and they teach children how to make soup, and they give out the soup to sister schools in the community and, you know, other settlements, informal settlements within the community. The other thing is what they do with the vegetables also. They take a portion of it and they sell it to the community. So it's also teaching children to become entrepreneurs. Mm. So inshallah that they can sustain themselves. So I was very, very impressed by that. There's another one where she says, because a lot of the children, they come to their schools, they walk so many kilometers to get to school. By the time they come to school, they're tired, they're hungry. I know hunger was the thing she said they complained about a hell of a lot, where children just pass out. So on her own again, herself and a few of the educators and some of the learners have tried to do small projects in their school or even in the community where they can raise funds so they can get sandwiches and they can get peanut butter or jam or whatever's available and feed the other learners in their school, because obviously these learners, you know, have been battling. The third project that I was so impressed about is, she says, unfortunately, you know, with a lot of social evils, one being drug abuse, it's been very common in that area. And she said a lot of their students, unfortunately, you know, have fallen victim to that. But she says, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah is so great. There have been people around the area that have come to offer support in the sense of counseling. And what they've done is also they've trained other learners. So basically, these learners have peer counselors who are helping them through this period and helping them to see that, you know, we can carry on with life without substance abuse. So it's amazing how a peer can be such an inspiration to you. And this project, they call it the Achievers Project. So alhamdulillah, very, very impressive. And this again, like I said, you know, Sister Miriam sent me lots of pictures. You can see this is a school that's battling to make it themselves, and yet they're giving off so much of themselves. And this is character building on so many levels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of them in abundance. I promise you, I was in tears when we were talking. It was just too beautiful. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sister Maryam, Mwandi Mbili and her team the strength to carry on and reward them in abundance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Marum and each and all for those, inshallah. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Another phenomenal woman that I've had the pleasure of speaking to this week, Maaf, she was so busy in exams, but she still made time to accommodate for me, is Muallima Rahima Sidat from Springs Muslim School. She is the Student Leadership Council Coordinator, and she's going to be speaking to us about their outreach programs, one of them being the Blanket Drive, and there's the Eid al-Fitr breakfast and the Eid al-Adha meat distribution. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Rahima.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Sister Bibi Aisha?
I am so excited to have you on air with me. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, shukr.
Okay, like I said, you know, Sister Rahima was busy writing her exams as well this week, and she was busy finalizing papers at her school, so she's been very, very busy, but mashallah, she's still made the time to come on air with us today, and she's going to tell us about the outreach programs that Springs Muslim School is involved in.
Jazakallah, Sister Aisha. Okay, our first outreach program that has been carrying on for about 15 years now is our Eid al-Fitr breakfast. We feed about 600 people after our Eidgah. Most of the people who we feed are people who do not have their families to go back to. You know, we are so fortunate. After our Eid Salah, we can go back and have breakfast and lunch and supper, spend the day with our families. But most of the people in our community here in Springs, they do not have that privilege. So we actually bring them all together. We feed them in our school. Money is donated by our community members, and a lovely meal is prepared for them to sit down and actually have a nice, delicious meal on Eid Day.
Alhamdulillah. Do your learners get involved when you're saying, you know, like, do they assist in the preparations prior to Eid morning?
Some of them do. Some of them do. Some of them actually assist with handing out the food on Eid Day.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, imagine giving off their time, leaving their families to come and give off to other people. Alhamdulillah.
It's really a heartwarming experience.
I can imagine. Please tell us more about your Eid al-Adha project as well.
Okay, we have a Springs Muslim School Kurbani Committee. Every Eid, we give off about 5,500 fresh meat parcels to our neighboring communities, our neighboring informal settlements. We also distribute meat parcels to our needy Muslim communities in Bekaton itself, because, you know, giving back to our own community is more important than giving back to other communities.
Alhamdulillah.
We have our own before we give to others.
Of course. Again, are your learners involved in the distribution?
They are. We actually see the people from the informal communities lining up from early hours of the morning, long lines of people. It's really, for our learners to see that, just lining up for food, just for a basic meal, for them to see that, it really makes them understand that, you know what, there are people out there who don't even have basic food.
So we're teaching them shukr.
Of course.
Now, Sister Rima, I need to ask you something. As somebody who's part of this coordinating of this program and being there in the forefront with these projects, how do you feel as an educator imparting this knowledge to the children, teaching them character building and compassion and the beauty of giving for the pleasure of Allah? How does it make you feel?
You know, Sister Bibi Aisha, I feel that many parents, they focus purely on academics and results and marks, but they fail to realize that our future doctors, our future lawyers, our future teachers, even our future president might be sitting in a classroom somewhere.
Yes.
And it is so important for them to know that there are people out there who are less fortunate. They need to be educated so that when they become adults, they know what it means to give back to the community.
Most definitely. And generally, like the feedback from the learners that are involved in the projects, what do they say to you? Do many of them become emotional when they actually doing the giving? How do they feel?
You know, when we go out to the communities, especially for our winter warm blanket drive, when we go out to the communities to distribute the blankets, our learners are able to see the living conditions that other people have to endure. They see the struggles of other people, and you know, it develops a sense of appreciation within them after seeing that people love not like them.
Yes.
People love with much less than they have, and it just develops that sense of appreciation and that sense that, you know what, let's do everything we can to help them.
Alhamdulillah, and that's why we say it's so important to educate the hearts of our learners, because at the end of the day, it's our good deeds that elevate our status, and it's our good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pleased with. And the sooner that we do that with young children as they grow older, that's the type of adults they're going to be, and it's going to create a ripple effect, inshallah. Well done to you and to your team and to the community of Bakerton and everybody involved with Springs Muslim School, especially to your learners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all in abundance, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah.
Ameen. Barakallahu feekum, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, I don't know about you, sisters. I know you're sitting with me in studio, and I think we're so proud of our youth. We're so proud of our colleagues in other areas for going out and reaching out to people and teaching their learners. This is what humanity is all about.
Definitely.
I think Shahana's also getting a bit emotional with me. Mm-hmm. Also, Sister Asma, beautiful to hear all of this. Okay, listen, please do call us on 011-854-1548. If you're an educator, if you are a principal at a school, if you are one of the learners that were involved in any of these projects, please call us. Tell us what did that make you feel like? How amazing did you feel knowing that, you know what, you're giving off yourself? Please, we look forward to hearing from you. Okay, we think we have online with us now Mufti Akhtar Ali from Auckland Park. What is it? Yeah, it's called Apex. Marv, I'm sorry, I'm just so overwhelmed right now with all the beautiful things we've been listening to. It's Auckland Park Academy of Excellence, again, more commonly known as Apex. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Akhtar.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, Bibi Aisha?
You know, Mufti Akhtar, I won't lie to you. I think I'm very, very emotional right now, you know, in a good way. You know how much we love children, you know how much I love children, and to know what my colleagues in other areas are doing to educate and empower our youth, you know, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our efforts, inshallah.
I mean, I've been listening to the previous speakers, and I'm telling you, I'm also highly overwhelmed, and we are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is accepting us and using us to make a little difference and to be part of this beautiful initiative that everyone is doing all over the country and across the world. It's really, really amazing.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept from all of us, inshallah.
Ameen.
Mufti, please, you know, I know Apex is involved in so many community outreach programs. You know, we've chatted in the week. I've chatted to your principal as well.
Yes.
I got to read a lot of the profiles. Please, if you could just share with our listeners, you know, briefly, which ones that you've been involved with this year and your thoughts about it, please.
Alhamdulillah, the Auckland Park Academy of Excellence have been involved in quite a few initiatives, for example, but most of these initiatives is always how we can not only just make an impact in the society, in our communities, in our neighboring communities, but also, as you mentioned earlier, how we can link the curriculum to our learners' development. I remember many years back, I think it was the year 2013, one of the first initiatives we did was known as Soul for Souls. SOLE for Souls, SOULS.
Yes.
And where we encourage our learners to identify a pair of shoes that they're not using and which is in the usable condition. They had to wash it, they had to label it, they had to put it in a gift box, and they had to write a beautiful message there. And we went out to give it to a community, and the learners themselves went out and to give it out. And when we went out there, it was shocking to see that, you know, we are so blessed to be wearing the latest Nikes, the latest Adidas. Even our school shoes are in such good condition. But we went out there, when we saw what was happening, it gives you perspective, but also it develops a sense in you that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely good to us. We can only take from that kindness and expand it to others.
Definitely.
And alhamdulillah, this year also we had our, in Ramadan, we had a joint iftar where we had approximately about 44 youngsters coming from different backgrounds, different orphanages. And, you know, we all have our iftar on a daily basis at home with our own children, our families. But for me, I think in my life, that was the best iftar I've had as an individual, to be sitting to the child, next to the child, who no one ever held her hand. No one ever told her, you know, that you know what, I wish you have a beautiful Ramadan. I wish you that you are loved, you are accepted, and you're an important member, an individual of our community and society.
Alhamdulillah, that is so heartwarming. You're going to make me cry even more. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you all in abundance. Really, I can only imagine. Do you know you have left a heartprint in that child's life? The child is never ever going to forget you. She's going to remember you in her du'as, inshallah.
Ameen.
It is very beautiful. And like I said, if you can share with us another activity quickly before we go to the ad break, please.
Sure. See, amongst the many activities that we have been involved, one of them was, for example, Adopt a Granny. Now, Adopt a Granny, it happens on a yearly basis. For the past few years, we've been doing it in conjunction with others as well. And what happened is on the day, before the day actually, weeks before that, our learners get involved in preparing for the day. So they will set up a classroom, they will set up a breakfast table, they will set up a beautiful assembly. And these are grannies who are currently living in old age homes that on Eid day or on a day of festivity, for example, they don't have anyone there. Many of them actually still have children, their own children who have rejected them. And that is a sadness and the reality of our society today. But for the one day in the year, we have them with us. We take them out shopping, we spend time with them, we read to them, we will joke with them, we will walk with them. And it is just so heartwarming to spend time with them. And the relationship doesn't just stop there. Of course, we have to go back to curriculum, we have to go back to teaching, we have to go back to our other responsibilities related to education. But alhamdulillah, we do maintain the relationship with them throughout the year. They will send us a card, they will send us a message to someone. We will be in touch, we will check on them. And we do these kind of things.
So there is a comeback. It's not like it's a once off, we go, we do this, back to our lives.
No, we try our most best. You know, from an academic perspective and from a social responsibility perspective, I identified in this from this, and our social outreach team at the Auckland Park Academy of Excellence, there's a few things that we want to bring in our students to be involved in these things. That, you know, we do use our charity, but at the end of the day, it is not just merely charity. It's a sense of duty that we need to inculcate within them.
Definitely.
A sense of empathy.
Most definitely, you know, Mufti. Most definitely. Mufti, I have to tell you, unfortunately, we have an ad break that's coming up.
Sure.
Again, you know, we just overwhelmed. You know, my need for doing the show today was that it must create a ripple effect across South Africa and wherever else people are listening to us across the world. This must be a ripple effect that, you know, we're not just going to have this attitude of giving off of ourselves during Ramadan. The thing is, the real test comes is if we continue. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, Mufti Akhtar, Mr. Bamji, your principal, and everybody involved in the Apex community for doing what you are doing and at your school. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you in abundance, inshallah.
Ameen. And before you go, Sister Biasha, we can only do it with the support of the community, our amazing parents, our amazing learners, our teachers.
Definitely.
Allah will accept everyone and take us from strength to strength, inshallah.
Ameen.
Make it a means of our forgiveness and a means of achieving His proximity and His pleasure in this world and the hereafter.
Definitely. Ameen. Tumma ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakum Allahu Khairan. Please do call us after the ad break, 011-854-1548. Jazakum Allahu Khairan.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Leher, on Radio Islam International and simulcast on Sirius FM. Today we're talking about educating learners' hearts, and mashallah, we've heard such inspirational stories from phenomenal educators across the country, going out of their way, involving their learners, using the curriculum, the subject life orientation to build character in their learners and teaching them the gift of giving to those who are less fortunate. I believe we have a caller. Ziad, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
It's Sulaiman Patel from the Middleburg Muslim School.
How are you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Ashukar alhamdulillah with your duas. Can you please share with us the projects that Middleburg Muslim School is involved in to build character and insaniyat within their learners?
Jee, inshallah. The Middleburg Muslim School, in partnership with the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa Mpumalanga branch, as well as the An-Nasirat Women's Forum, they have a lot of programs that they do for the communities of Middleburg. The first thing is that they go to the homeless village in Middleburg in assisting them. And as the other outreach programs at our school, in conjunction with the two institutions that we had mentioned, we also go to farm schools. We have a sister school that we go to from time to time, and how we assist those schools is with uniform, with stationery, clothing items, as well as
sanitary. Yes, it's so good. Do your learners, again, I'm going to ask you, do you take your learners in your school, are they part of the handing over?
Gee, our school learners, as well as our Amir Maulana Muhammad Ali and some other educators also assist when they are free, as well as the ladies from the the women's forum that is Al-Nasirah, yes. They also assist us in going out to these places as well.
Alhamdulillah.
And also one other thing that we also do for those schools is after Qurbani, we hand over meat parcels to those schools.
Mashallah.
To the learners.
Yes.
And every year we have Operation Winter Warm.
Brother, I'm sorry, I don't have much time. I have two other guests that I need to speak to. But okay, please tell this, please share this with us in the next 10 seconds, please.
Okay, in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Normally we have every year in the winter, Operation Winter Warm, where we distribute blankets to those learners. But this year, we are doing something else, where we are partnering also with the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa in establishing toilets for schools.
Okay, so, alhamdulillah.
That is our next project. So
yes.
We ask the listeners of Radio Islam to make dua that everything goes well.
Ameen, thumma ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah accept from you, from your school, and everybody that's involved in the inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan for the opportunity.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. You know, again, like you said, we get more inspired as we listen to all these amazing individuals. Okay, from Benoni Muslim School, alhamdulillah, I've had the pleasure of chatting to the very bubbly and compassionate Muallima Shireen Daya. And we spoke for the first time yesterday, and I was so impressed as well. You know, again, I was very, very emotional listening to all the beautiful things that they do. And inshallah, Muallima Shireen is going to tell us more about it. She's also the coordinator of BMS Cares. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Shireen Daya.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sister Aisha?
I'm very overwhelmed today. I think my eyes are filled with tears because we're so emotional, you know, listening to all the beautiful work that all my colleagues across the country are doing to educate and empower our youth and teaching them the beauty of giving, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It is, of course, only through us, as our Amir always says of our committee, that Allah uses us. And it is not always us that have the honor of giving, but it is the recipients that give us the privilege of accepting.
Most definitely, sister. Okay, now with BMS Cares, please tell us, what is this project about and what are the community outreach programs that Benoni Muslim School is involved in?
I am one of a very dedicated committee called BMS Cares. The committee is made up of BMS educators with Maulana Rawat as our Amir. The committee was the brainchild of one of our colleagues and mentors, Molima Jina, who is now marhum. Allah grant all the marhumin Jannat al Firdaus, inshallah.
Ameen.
This began approximately 13 years ago, and the committee's initial project was a winter campaign where our learners embarked on fundraising for gloves, beanies, and jackets to a state school. Alhamdulillah, it quickly progressed to blankets as well. But the learners' latest and now an annual campaign is the BMS CARES Eid Hamper campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 10 institutes in the neighboring Benoni Muslim School area have been part of the Eid campaign as recipients of Eid clothing. What it is learners, particularly our grade 10 learners, as part of the life orientation curriculum,
mm-hmm.
create an awareness during Ramadan in an effort to raise funds. So at one instance, Tarawih counters were made by the learners themselves and sold for fundraising.
MashaAllah. Mashallah, beautiful, beautiful. And you know, with the hampers, again, you know, which grade are the learners from that are involved in the distribution of hampers?
The grade 10 learners.
Okay, now obviously, like you say, it's, you know, putting in curriculum. So it's basically telling them that life orientation in practice now, where they're going out into the community, am I correct?
Yes. It's inculcating, because everything that we try to do at Benoni Muslim School has an Islamic ethos in it. So that is basically the fundamental of most of our lessons. And it being life orientation, where community projects are part of the curriculum, this is one of the ways in which we do outreach programs to the community using Islamic values and ethos.
Alhamdulillah.
Well.
Feedback from parents, Mu'alima Shireen, what has that been like?
Well, we have lots of our projects are obviously assisted by community members and parents. Our funds are raised by the learners themselves, and because they create this awareness for the project during Ramadan. And the project caters for approximately 908 children from the institutes around the area. If I can tell you a little more of the project itself.
You're going to have to tell me quickly, please, sister.
Okay, so the girls receive a complete tailor-made abaya with a shoe voucher, and boys receive a complete kurta set. And the learners then go out to these areas with their parents assisting with funds, with assisting with transport, etc. And they personally hand over these hampers to the children. And what's nice about it is that you finally get to put a face to the name that you've been making a personal hamper for.
Okay, now when you're saying now making a personal hamper, obviously, you know, when somebody gives you something with your name on it, that feeling is very, very overwhelming. Now, you being one of the people on the planning organization or the planning body, when you're out there and when you've observed learners handing over these hampers to other children and their name is on it, how does that make you feel?
Well, for me, it's an absolute full circle moment, because when you watch now, and especially also for the BMS learners, because when you're watching, it's not as though you're seeing distributor and recipient, but rather brotherhood. There is no handing over, one receiving, one taking.
Yes.
It's just a common ground of brotherhood. It's a common ground of acceptance. It's a common ground of humanitarianism, of compassion, of empathy and sympathy. And this is what we want for our children at Benoni Muslim School when they leave our school, to become ambassadors of goodwill.
Alhamdulillah. Leaving a heart print wherever they go. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Again, sister, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and everybody involved in the Benoni Muslim School, and for everybody that contributes towards your people's projects. You know, every educator that I'm listening to today, and each one of you is doing an outstanding job in educating and empowering our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Thumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I look forward to speaking to you again soon, inshallah, sister. Jazakumullah khairan for making the time.
Jazakumullah.
Ameen. Ameen. Thumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I think from we started off in Lens, we went to KZN, we stopped over at Auckland Park. We went to Springs as well. We're going back to the East End now. And we went to Middleburg also, am I right? And now we're going to Calvin. We're going to be speaking now to Appa Asma Mohammed, who is the Foundation Phase Head of Department at the Abdullah bin Salam Islamic Center in Calvin, commonly known as APSIC, am I correct? Okay, Asma, I know you are also involved with two amazing, amazing projects. The one is A Slice of Happiness project. Can you please tell us more about that?
Okay, our Slice of Happiness project was making sandwiches for the outpatients at Edenvale Hospital. So we challenged our learners to bring in two slices of bread, and we made a cheese sandwich with lettuce. All the learners were involved. They thoroughly enjoyed it from our foundation phase right up until our senior phase. Every grade had a different thing that they needed to do. So the kids got involved in that way. So the smaller ones could help grate the cheese and the lettuce, and then the bigger kids placed it on the sandwiches. And our appas really helped us as well with
the
packaging.
So the entire school gets involved in the project?
In everything that we do, our school gets involved, because we firmly believe at EPSIC we're not just a family, we're more than family. So it's like a family project that we all get involved in.
Alhamdulillah, that is fantastic. And then the feeling that, you know, you see when you observe children, who joins you at the hospital? Which grade comes with?
Okay, at the hospital, we gave our matrix the opportunity to go with us. And they came out and assisted us, as well as some of our teachers and our very supportive principal.
Alhamdulillah.
The feeling at the hospital was something very different, because our kids never experienced that. It would bring so much happiness. Just a sandwich would bring so much happiness. And this Ramadan, we tried to instill in our kids that it's not just about giving food or giving money or anything. It's about giving love and, above all, giving a little hope to someone.
Most definitely. MashaAllah. You also have the Bismillah soup distribution. If you can tell us more about that, sister.
Okay, the Bismillah soup distribution was extremely fun with our foundation phase kids, because we sat in a circle, and they, as we were putting a vegetable in, they recited Bismillah, and it showed them the power of Bismillah and the barakat that we have in certain things. And all the kids came in and they put their vegetable in the pot, and the children had an opportunity to stir the pot.
Alhamdulillah. And everyone again was involved in making the soup.
Everyone was involved. We tried to distribute some. The bigger kids were just involved in distributing the second lot of soup that we done the third Friday of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah.
Where they went and they distributed the soup to the residents that wait for jobs, or the people on the street, the less fortunate. And in the foundation phase soup, alhamdulillah, we managed to send it to the Muslim community in Alexandra.
Subhanallah, may Allah reward you in abundance. I'm sure for you again as an educator, witnessing all of that very emotional moment for you. You know, you're feeling at that moment, ya Allah, please accept our efforts, inshallah.
It is a very emotional moment, especially when you see the kids come in with so much enthusiasm, just bringing a chopped potato or two slices of bread, and the smiles on their face, the happiness that they bring, is amazing.
Subhanallah, may Allah reward you and your team, Apa Zaida Mayat, principal at your school, and everybody involved in the APSIC family. May Allah take you from strength to strength, inshallah. And for your learners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you in abundance, inshallah. And finally, from Lanesia, my hometown, Sister Shahana Suji, who will be talking to us about the project that Al Aqsa Indonesia, all three schools, Al Aqsa Extension 1, 5, 4.
All four schools.
I forgot, it's the preschool as well and the high school. Sister Shahana, tell us the difference that Al Aqsa is making, alhamdulillah, in the community.
You know that I've been listening to everybody, and I think everybody is almost involved in doing similar things, right? So at Al Aqsa, we try and do a couple of projects every term, and it ranges. There's a slightly different take I want to just bring in here, but, you know, just to mention, we're involved with SANZAP, the Gift of the Givers, Adopt a Granny, all of that. I know I'm not supposed to say which community organizations, but just to pick that out. But we also do blankathons, eat boxes, all of that. It's the general thing that everybody does, planting trees, you know, all of that. But for me, what's most important is teaching children that giving is not just material things. You must learn to give off your time,
Yes. Give
a smile to somebody, and don't do it for the applause. That's something that you'll notice Al Aqsa doesn't really publicize what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do it because we care. We do it because it's important to teach our children what to do. But we don't do it for the name and fame. And I think that is with charity. You know, just to quote a little verse from Surah Baqarah, which says that you do not nullify your sadaqah by demands for gratitude or insulting words. Mm-hmm. You do it.
But I think just to correct you there, which is true, may Allah reward you, that is 100% correct. But also our purpose for doing this program, also, and I have to bring to light here that, you know, in our life orientation curriculum from grade one, in fact from grade R, we're teaching them life skills. As you move up, it's life orientation. Life orientation is obviously compulsory. You need to pass it in order to pass your matric as well. That is character building. So although obviously we say, you know, what your right hand does, the left must
shouldn't know. 100%.
But part of curriculum, we're also teaching children that whatever we've taught you about good skills, about being humane, we're now taking you out in the field and we're telling you practice.
100% agree with it, but we still don't need to advertise all the time. However, it's good to know that things are being done.
Yes.
You see what, for me, is take that value with you, take it for life.
Yes.
Not just at school and you forget about it. You see, that generosity must become embedded within the person. So I must also comment that our parents, most parents, are excessively generous. You'd ask for one tree, for example, in high school, they asked for 50 trees to plant, they got 316.
Super.
You know, you ask for toiletries from one class, you get to flood the whole school. So, you know, our parents are excessively generous, and that will rub off onto their children.
Inshallah, ameen. Now, again, now, someone who is, you know, you're the principal, you're the head of the institution. Feedback from parents when they're telling you that, you know what, through the projects that your school has and my child being involved, I've seen this difference and change in my child. Have you had parents come up to you,
yes,
and say, you know, Bibi Aisha, who used to be a spoiled brat before, mm-hmm, and now she actually wants to give to people? Have you heard that before?
Yes, we have. We have. We've seen changes in attitudes in children. The wastage, you know, we were speaking earlier about wasting food and stuff like that. Those kind of things have changed attitude. So, inshallah, that will just grow. You know, people will listen to this today and sit back and think, I have so much. And I waste, and I complain that I don't like this food, so mommy buy something else. And there's someone that will give anything to have an inch of what we threw away. So if that is all we won with today's show, then alhamdulillah, I think we've been so successful.
Most definitely. Mm. And for you, how do you feel? You know, as a principal, and you sit there and you see these young children, say from foundation phase, you know your learners. I mean, as a principal, especially you, I know you're very hands-on. You know your learners, you're watching them grow, you see that compassion displayed with other learners in your school, you see the compassion displayed with visitors in the school. How does that make you feel?
You know what, your heart bleeds, but you smile. You know, I think the highlight is to see a little one, small little grade one, coming with her little packet of something and saying, Appa, this is for our charity, you know? And that smile on that child's face, the pride that they could do something beneficial for someone else. I don't think there's anything that can describe that. It's too special, really.
Definitely. I think today has been a very emotional show. There's lots of times I've had a lump in my throat. I couldn't even pronounce Apex properly, their full name. Please forgive me for that. But I think all of us sitting in studio, Sister Asma, as well as you, Sister Shahana, you know, we've been very inspired by the outstanding work that so many schools do, and what the children are involved in, the parents, you know, everybody involved. And we pray to Allah that this must be a ripple effect, inshallah. You know, come on, South Africa, all our listeners across, you know, across the board, please, inshallah, let us make this firm intention that, ya Allah, you know, accept our efforts from us, accept our good deeds from us, and make us givers. If we will make dua that, you know, we're in a situation where we are able to give. And like you said, it's not always about giving material things. It's giving off your time, giving off your smile. And that's what makes the difference. So on behalf of myself, my engineer Ziad, and my guests in studio, and everybody who came on the show today, Jazakum Allahu Khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your efforts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts, inshallah. Next week, Saturday, we're going to be talking about teenagers and finances. I'm going to have my guest with me, Mr. Gerald Wanyambira, international finance motivational speaker, and we're going to be talking about teenpreneurs, the differences again between wants and needs, saving, especially now with the holidays, we tend to overindulge a little bit. We're going to talk about the dangers of that. So inshallah, I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please remember us in your du'as. For myself, Bibi Aisha Lahir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.